Do you understand baptism? Many people have one or all of these problems. It's either that they do not understand what baptism is, they don't know the importance of baptism, or even that they don't understand who it is for. But now we're going to look at the Bible, because it's going to show us how essential baptism is in being saved. Now, there's this thing that people claim today, and that is baptism is not essential to being saved. And one of their major arguments is with the thief on the cross. They see that, oh, he was not baptized and he was saved. So I don't have to be baptized and I could be saved as well. But there's two things to remember. One was that Jesus had the power to forgive all sins of anyone because he was God. We see that not only with the thief on the cross, but also with the paralytic and the sinful woman. Now let's turn to Matthew chapter 9, verses 5 and 6. Jesus said, "For which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." And then he said to the paralytic, "Rise, pick up your bed, and go home." That's the power of Jesus. And another thing that we need to understand and remember is that the thief on the cross, that was under the Old Testament. But we now live under the New Testament. The Old Testament did not require baptism to be saved. But as we see in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14 and 15, it does, as we are in the New Testament. Hebrews 9, 14 and 15 says, "How much more will the blood of Christ, who through eternal spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Therefore, he is the mediator of a new covenant, so that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, since a death has occurred that redeems them from the transgression committed under the first covenant." And if I continue, it says, "For where a will is involved, the death of the one who made it must be established. For a will takes effect only at death, since it is not in force as long as the one who made it is alive." Now, what this verse is saying, it's talking about Jesus. After Jesus died, that was the end of the Old Testament. That was the end of the Old Covenant and the start of a new one. Now, we're going to look in the Bible and show us what it teaches us about the essentiality of baptism. The first thing that baptism teaches us is that it's absolutely essential. God commands baptism. We see that in Acts chapter 10, verses 47 and 48. Peter declared, "Can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked them to remain for some days. And also, Jesus authorized baptism. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, which reads, "And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of ages.'" The Bible also teaches us that baptism saves us, forgives, and washes away our sins, as stated in Acts 22:18. Also puts us into Christ, as said in Galatians 3, verse 26 and 27. Puts us into his kingdom in Acts 2, verses 47, and starts over our new life in Romans 6, 4. Now, the Bible also teaches us what baptism is and how it is done. Baptism, by definition, means buried. So baptism requires one to be immersed. We see that in Romans 6, 4, that we are buried with Christ. "We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." It also says that we should go down into the water, as it says in Acts 8, verses 38 and 39, which says, "And he commanded the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And then when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing." But not only do you go down into the water, you are raised up, as said in Colossians 2:12. God says, "Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised him from the dead." Now, another thing that baptism requires is a lot of water, which is said in John chapter 23. John chapter 3, verses 23. "John also was baptizing at Aenon under Salim, because water was plentiful there, and people were coming and being baptized." Now, we see in these chapters and verses is that it's not sprinkling that it says. It's immersion, being buried into this water, being immersed in the water, going down and coming back up. That's what baptism is in this Bible. Now, finally, the Bible teaches us who should be baptized. Now, it's those who have heard, which we could see in Romans 10, verse 17. God says, "So faith comes through hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." It also says it is those who have been taught in Matthew 28, verses 19. Which reads, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." And it's also those who have believed, as said in Mark 16, verses 15 through 16. And he said to them, "Go unto all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." And finally, it teaches us it is those who have been convicted of our sins, as explained in Acts 2, verses 37 to 38, which reads, "Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of them, the rest of the apostles, 'Brothers, what shall we do?' And I will continue. And Peter said to them, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" Now, what does this say? This reads that they were pierced to the heart. What does that mean, though? That means they knew that they did something wrong. They knew that killing Jesus was one of the worst things that they could have ever done, if not the worst. And they were guilty, and they wanted to do something. And after that, we can infer that they repented. Now, the concept of baptism is clearly stated, explained in the Bible. It is essential to being saved. It tells us that Jesus authorized it and God commanded it. It tells us how it saves us from sins and what it is and how it should be. Now, what we should assess in our lives is if we truly understand baptism. Now is the time for the invitation. Please come as we stand and sing.